97.3 Coast FM, Paul Voigt for The Drive, very special guest on the show. We are just such big fans of her here at Coast FM. Samantha Jade, welcome along.
Hello, thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. We caught up a few years ago now. Of course, lockdown did a few things and stopped our normal flows of everything. But just a casual 12 months in your life over the last year, 10-year anniversary of X Factor, the new EP, and you got married. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it's been actually a crazy year. Like, I've kind of been reflecting on, you know, what I've been doing, thinking about, like, I'm just so happy I get to go home because I'm home for 2 years for Christmas. So, thinking about this last year, I'm like, wow, it's been a lot. We've jammed a lot into this year.
100%. And I just want to touch on the wedding as well. Guy Sebastian, official photographer, he's not bad, is he?
He is so good at taking photos. I mean, he actually, a few years ago, he did kind of like a trip where he went and took photos all over the world, and he's done a photography course, and like, it was such a last minute decision, even, you know, us getting married and eloping. And then Guy was like, oh, I actually have my camera with me. He only had it because he was going to bring it to Europe anyway. And we didn't even think about him taking photos. And I'm so glad he brought it, because otherwise we wouldn't have had any of those moments.
That is actually a really special moment. Speaking of the planning, that kind of lead me into my next question. I've got to ask you, did you have songs planned? And which ones did you guys have?
For our wedding?
Yeah.
You know what? We didn't really have anything, because we kind of like, it wasn't really a big thing. It was so small. It was literally just us and Guy and Jules. Very, very like chilled. But we did play some music in the boat kind of over, because obviously it was in Venice. So we played some music on our little iPhones. But Perfect by Ed Sheeran is our like favorite song. So we played that.
That really sounds wonderful. Now I've got to talk about this new song as well, because I was reading that you just got this as a request from fans whilst you were doing lots of lockdown streaming. So you obviously grew up with this as well?
Yeah, do you know what? It's such a random one, because obviously we're in lockdown, I was kind of doing little concerts from my living room, like every kind of singer was doing, because that's the only option we really had. And so I basically was like, oh, I'm just going to put it out there and see what people want, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember asking, and I remember every week on Instagram, I would get back the same few songs, like a few of my songs, and Let's Hear It for the Boy was always in like the top five. It was so weird. And I was like, oh, I probably should learn that song. And I never really got around to learning it. And then when it came to like kind of putting the record together, I was like, why didn't I do that song? Like, obviously people request it for my shows. I've never done it. Instead of just doing it at a random gig, why don't I put it out? So it just kind of was like listening to the fans and giving them what they want.
And then putting the Sammy Jade spin on it. Did it come pretty easy to you?
You know what? I have to give kind of all credit to Lenny who produced the track, because I kind of was just like, let's do a modern spin on this song. I don't know how I want it to sound. I just know, obviously, you know, the original's amazing, but you never want to remake the original. You want to reimagine the song in your own way. And Lenny sent this production, and I was like, oh my gosh, yes, let me get into the studio and sing, you know, my kind of way of singing it. Mm-hmm. So it was really him. The production is what really drove, I think, even the vocal production and everything around it.
Yeah, you're right, it has that sort of that feel of like, this is fresh, but it's classic at the same time. So that's really lovely. I wanted to go back in time a little bit. 2012, obviously, X Factor, big moment. First studio album. So you'd done singles before as well, but this getting the album out, that went gold. And the year prior, you're thinking, I'm ready to just give this one last go, because it's not sort of happening. It's almost like you went from that one extreme to the other. How did you cope with that sort of change emotionally?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, change is always hard. You know, I actually am definitely someone who doesn't deal with change very well. I think I'm better now. But change is always hard. And I think, you know, I just kind of had to listen to the people around me and take on, I guess, the advice to kind of go with the flow and to kind of think that, you know, you can always reach new goals. And also something that I really think is important to know is age doesn't matter. You can do things at any age. You know, that's such a stigma, especially around the industry. But you can always reach your goals and you can always go for them.
Yep, 100%. I agree with that. I mean, I actually got into radio pretty late as well, so I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is like crystal ball kind of thing then, because we've gone back in time. Let's go to the future. What does 2023 look like? Do you maybe need a break, or are you still ready to roll?
Well, I'm definitely excited to have a break at Christmas because sure. It's been wild this year. I mean, obviously, I did get a holiday, which was so amazing. Mm. But we were only gone for 12 days. So, in the kind of grand scheme of things, it wasn't long enough. It's not even 2 weeks, exactly. But I'm so excited to just come home. I think 2023, I mean, just I always just hope for, good health for my family and myself and just to have, great things happen and obviously just keep singing. I mean, it's really hard to stay in the industry, and so I feel very blessed that I can still call this my job and I can still do what I love.
100%. And, we were just kind of discussing in the office, it's because you were doing great things even before X Factor. Do you feel like as part of the whole, what the industry is and what listeners are, preferences are, did they have to meet you on X Factor first to sort of really get to know you before sort of really getting into what you were doing?
I think some it's funny because some people, I remember when I went on the show and there was a few people going, wait, is that the girl that did Step Up? Because I had that song Step Up before the show. And then I think the one thing about the show, because, there's a lot of mixed emotions about those shows when people go on them.
Yeah.
I was really lucky that I kind of was able to just be the artist I was before the show, on the show. I just was always like, I want to sing pop music. I want to do, big songs. I want to have big moments. I want to have clarity. I want to have, costumes. And I always wanted it to feel like a real, artist-driven show that I did.
Yeah.
And I kind of, was really lucky they didn't change me. I wasn't like all of a sudden, a rock star or whatever. Sometimes they do that to people. They're like, you should do this genre. So I think people kind of followed along with the journey. And I also think people now are kind of discovering, those old songs. Like sometimes I get these messages on Instagram from people who are like, I had no idea that you had songs out before the show. So it's interesting, but I think, it's all in all, all my work and all stuff I'm proud of.
And it's, I think, one of the things you just touched on there as well, like what I think is that people really connect to is your authenticity as well, not just at you as a person, but in your music. You just know that Sammy just loves what she's doing. And I think that comes through. So, and whether it's like originals or covers as well, you just feel that. So I think there's...
thank you. That's so nice. Yeah. I mean, I definitely... I'm very, grateful to love what I do and what I put out. And I also really also have a strong in the room presence when things are coming out to you. I'm like, oh, no, we're not doing that. Oh, I don't want to do that. Because I think that's important because at the end of the day, it's your face that wears the brand, Yep. So you got to love what you're putting out.
And I think it sounds like, and I could be, I'm probably right about this. It sounds like you've got a great team that understands that too.
I really do, and I'm very lucky in regard to my team because they just get me. And I also have people around me that I've had around me since school. Like my best friend Amanda, wow. I went to school in Perth, and one of my other best friends who's kind of part of my team is – I went to school with her as well. And my brothers are the people I send my songs to and ask about, what do you guys think? So I'm really lucky. I've always kept my team close and people that know me. They're not people that have kind of come in halfway.
Yeah. No, I know this is cliche to say, but that sounds like hashtag blessed for sure.
Absolutely.
Hey, now look, I know this is probably, I'm being a bit cheeky here, but you did Crabfest in 2018. Now we haven't had the announcement yet about who's going to be in it. If you would tell us if you're doing it, wouldn't you?
I would tell you. I would. I'm not doing it. I haven't been asked to do it, but okay. I would love to do it. So if anyone wants to send an email to my management, go ahead.
I'll hook it up.
One of my That was literally one of my favorite gigs. I loved that gig. And I had my family there because my family live in Mandurah.
Of course. Yep.
No, and it was so special. Yeah, I would love to do that again.
We'd love to have you back, of course. I'll see what I can do. But look, you know, we really appreciate your time. And we know you love Christmas. Obviously, you've got the album that's got all the Christmas classics. What are you liking any of the new Christmas songs are out? Or do you like the traditionals the best?
Do you know what? I love all Christmas music. I mean, I'm a huge Christmas fan. But I do really love the old school records like Bing Crosby and Elvis and like the old stuff, Ella Fitzgerald's, you know, covers of Christmas records.
Earth, Kit, all that, think, yep.
Yeah, they just sound so classic and they're timeless and beautiful to listen to. And my family, I mean, my dad and all his family are huge Elvis fans. So we kind of had no choice but to love the Elvis record because it was all that was played in my family, but I'm obsessed with it. So
that sounds like eerily familiar to my household too. So I know we've gone through it together.
So many people don't know so many of those songs, like Blue Christmas. People are like, what's that? I'm like, what do you mean? That's one of my favorite carols.
Well, have you been living it under a rock or something? What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, look, thank you so much, Samantha. And, you know, we can't wait to see you over here and have a fantastic Christmas. And thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. And I hope to see you at a crab fest. That would be fun.
I'll see what I can do. I'll get on to it.
Thank you.